Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction and Apache. Boy, Bob, it has been quite the up and down week for the cattle markets, hasn't it?
Yes. It's we've seen extremes from, well, we've seen a $30 break from the September high on the futures, and we've taken probably $20, $25 off the feeders. If you look at the index from, you know, the middle of September till now, we went from kind of 258, 262 index down to 240, 241. And, you know, I mean, this is seasonal. None of us like to see this extreme break, but we always see a break. And now the calf market's all relevant to wheat pasture. And now we got some good rains around, but it's, you know, that's going to be a little delayed for the people buying calves, and they're going to buy calves cheaper with feeder cattle cheaper. So the only positive thing is the fat market stayed pretty steady.
So you say this is more like a seasonal thing, not a drop in the bucket type of thing.
Well, it's both. It's both. I mean, once right now, I mean, everybody's risk protection. And, you know, whenever the board starts breaking, we no longer have human instinct to, you know, you put on trades and it hits you and they'll call you and you think about it a minute and then you yes or no it. Now it's all computer. And when it hits those triggered spots, it goes automatically into a down mode. And we've cleaned everybody out. Looks like it's kind of stopped for a minute. Hopefully we found a place to solid ground here. I mean, we still know we've got 1 million less cattle available from January 1st to 24 through the rest of the year. Now, we've still got plenty of cattle available right now, and that's where the market's at. That own feed report come out, whether it's right or, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. The people that move the market go off of what the USDA says.
Well, give us a little rain update, would you, Bob? How have you heard, how have things been around your neck of the woods for rain?
Well, Apache anywhere from, you know, 1.5 to 3.5 inches in a 50-mile trade area in there. So, I mean, we've got good rain, and they're talking rain through what, middle of next week? So,
yes.
And some big rains. The rain that came was pretty general, pretty slow, soaked in good. So it's perfect for, you know, for the farmer and the people that had the wheat in. A lot of them had wheat up. They were needing this rain, or the wheat was already turning blue. So this ought to give a percentage of them some grazing.
What did the runs look like for this week?
A lot of the runs were, some of the runs were just strictly based off of rain, so they were quite a bit lighter. In general, Oklahoma City was steady to maybe 1,000 head less than a year ago. Pretty much everywhere I looked around the state on the market reports, everybody was pretty steady to, you know, maybe 25% less than a year ago.
What are you thinking for next week?
So we're still seeing ample runs of cattle.
You think we'll continue to see big runs for next week?
I think it'll be lighter next week, mainly because, you know, everybody got rain. You know,
yeah, and the fact that we're going to
farming on their mind.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to get that rain. We don't really know when it's going to let up, so that always makes it kind of a mess.
Yep.
Well, Bob, how do folks get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself. Give us a call.